would you say what your name is, just so we have it on the tape?
Mary Ella Russell.
Okay. Is that loud enough?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, good. Okay, Ella, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to ask you to say Chickasaw words, and almost all of them are words that we went over last week. What I'll do is I'll say the English word, and then if you could say the Chickasaw word two times, and if you don't remember to say it the second time, I will prompt you.
Okay.
And if you can't remember the Chickasaw word, then I'll just tell you what I think it should be, and you can say it your way, so
okay.
You know, however you say it. Could you start out saying the word for deer?
Is it? Is it? Yeah.
Lolo.
Lolo.
So would you say that word Lolo again?
Lolo.
Okay. And if the three of them, you know, they're from California, so they come out here and they see this Lolo and it's so neat, they get one as a pet. So I'm telling them, oh, I saw your Lolo, talking to all of them. Can I say Hachi Lolo?
Hachi Lolo.
Okay. And I don't remember whether you knew this word. Catherine says there's a kind of bug called Hatimimi. She says it's sort of like a bee. Hatimimi.
Hatimimi.
Remember that one?
No. Bee, we call it Fohi.
Yeah, I know you call it Fohi.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe I do.
Okay, well, we'll skip that one. Could you say the word for tree?
Itty.
One more time?
Itty.
Okay, and how about post oak?
Chisha.
Okay. One more time?
Chisha.
And mulberry?
Mulberry. Behe.
One more time?
Behe.
And one more time?
Behe.
Okay. And how about poke salad? Poke salad, I think, is kushimba, or Catherine says it?
Yeah, kushimba.
One more time?
Kushimba. Tiak.
One more time.
Tiak.
And the word for road?
Hina.
Again?
Hina.
And how about the word for barn?
Pichanha.
One more time.
Pichanha.
And how about the word for pillow?
Auspicious.
Auspicious. Okay. And how about the word for foot?
Iyi.
Again?
Iyi.
And the word for mouth?
Pinti.
Oh, not mouse, but mouth.
Oh, mouth. Iti. Iti.
Okay. And the word for lips?
Itelbit. Itelbit. Ibichula.
One more time?
Ibichula.
And how about the word for when somebody's got a cold?
Ibishanu.
One more time?
Ibishanu.
And how do you say tail, like an animal's tail?
Hasimbish.
One more time?
Hasimbish. Hold me.
How about E?
Yeah, you could say that too, E.
Can you say it again?
E.
Okay. And the word for two, number two?
Tuglo. the glue.
And how about, how do you say it's raining?
Umba.
Again?
Umba.
And if I want to say he's eating?
Impa.
Again?
Impa. Chumpa.
One more time.
Chumpa.
And how would you say he's sick?
Benili.
No, he's sick.
Oh, he's sick.
He ate something. Disagreed with him. He's sick.
Abeka.
One more time.
Abeka.
Okay, and how would you say about yourself? I'm sick.
Asabika. Asabika. Anakuta bika chilit.
One more time.
Anakuta bika chilit.
Could you say that without saying anakot at the beginning, just abika chilit?
Mm-hmm. Abika chilit.
Okay. And how about I made you sick if I was saying that to you?
Anakuta chibika chilit.
And how would I say to you, Ella, you made me sick?
Ella, snako sabi kachitu.
One more time.
Ella, snako sabi kachitu.
Okay. And how would you say about somebody, he got sick for her, or he got sick over her?
Imam bikatik.
Okay.
Imam bikatik.
Okay. What's the word for when you say somebody went blind?
Shambotik.
Okay. One more time.
Shambotik.
Do you know a kind of lizard called Halumbo?
Let's see. Yeah, I think it's lizard. No lizards, Kananuk.
Yeah, this is a specific type. I wish Catherine was in here. She's out gabbing with Jane outside. There's a kind of lizard, and I would be interested to hear you say the name if you could. Something like Halambo. Do you know that word?
Yeah, Halambo.
Would you say it again?
Halambo.